Welcome. This is our podcast. It's called Bra Less, Talk More. I'd like to introduce ourselves, me and my two best friends. And I thought that we could do that now. But before we do any sort of conversation, we need to release our inhibitions and the ladies. So go ahead and take off your bras just like us.
Woohoo!
Toss them in the air. Throw them down. Burn them.
Take it off.
Yes. If it's in the morning, grab your coffee. It's in the evening, grab your cocktail. Anyways, so I'm going to start with myself. My name is Autumn, and I am 41, which is still a little bit shocking because I feel 20-ish. 28. That sounds good. Happily married with bliss and blisters for the last 17 years. Mother of three. I have a almost 15-year-old.
God, that's shocking.
Shocking.
That is shocking.
A 12-year-old and an 8-year-old. My 8-year-old was put on this earth to humble me. And so have the other ones, actually. Just, yeah. I am not religious. When I'm with my friends, I swear like a sailor. Mm. I am in a deeply committed relationship with these two ladies. We share everything but our husbands. And yeah, I think that I am a frugal person. I like to craft. I'm big on home improvement and shopping at big box stores. And yeah, like TJ Maxx. And so I think this blog is going to be about us doing all of those things, raising a family with our husbands, talking about that, talking about great deals, talking about things we hate, talking about how to be a good person in this world.
Everything that's hard and everything that's fun.
Everything hard, yes. Everything fun. Hard and hard. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. As I'm talking into a phallus. All right. Ah! And now I'm going to move the conversation over to my dear friend, the boss of all of us.
I am the boss.
She's the boss.
I'm the boss lady. I have a sign that says so.
Yes.
I'm Fabian. I'm the oldest of the bunch at 43.
That's why she's the boss of us.
That is why she's the boss.
I am. I'm your elder. Show respect.
And I'm a good middle child.
Oh, you're like the forgotten one.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm here to humble
Moesha,
you.
Moesha, it's always
pretty Marcia.
Okay.
Moesha? Did you just say
Moesha? Yeah, it was the very Brady, what was it, the spoof on the Brady Bunch?
Oh.
When they're like, Moesha, Moesha, Moesha.
Okay, sweet.
I like movies. Corny jokes. Married, since 2002, so 18, almost 18 and a half years.
Damn.
Two kids, an almost 14-year-old and a 10.5-year-old. Mm-hmm. So middle school and fifth grade, which is crazy. Originally from California, but moved to Nevada 16 years ago. And what else? I love to craft. Crafting is a big thing. I love to travel. Passion. Big passion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Travel too.
Yeah. Good I'm pretty problem. Frugal in my everyday life, but I feel like, well, I mean, we're not crazy when it comes to vacations. We're not like super spenders, but we spend a lot of money on our trips. Mm-hmm. So we're still frugal when we vacation, but that's where a huge amount of our budget goes because that's important to me. Good. To get out and see the world. I am teaching this year for the first time, which is a big change.
As a substitute,
because my husband lost his job. So I'm a full-time, year-long substitute, which is a little bit shocking and kind of awesome, and I've cried a lot about it. So that's all in a ball. I think that's it. Is that me kind of in
it's
a nutshell?
It's totally you. What is your goal for this podcast?
Well, we often joke that everyone wants to be us or be around us.
Ooh.
So I think the idea is just to share. It's our gift to the world.
I love that.
Our wisdom, our humor, and just our thoughts.
And freed nipples.
Yes. I think we have a lot to share, including our freed nipples. I don't like that word.
I don't really either, but it's true.
Maybe that's going to be a theme of this podcast. Words that we don't like.
Huh. Freed the nipples.
Nipples.
Nipples?
And we're very modest and humble group.
We are. Yeah, we're non-judgmental.
Lies. Lies.
All lies.
Yes.
All right, Susan, who are you?
I am Susan. I am also married. I've been married for 12 and a half years.
Damn.
I have two kids, a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old. My 8-year-old will also humble me.
Mm-hmm. It's always the little ones.
It's always the youngest.
I think your youngest humbles you too.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah,
so it's,
she does.
So it's Autumn in this group.
What?
She's I humble you guys.
Oh, yes. Yeah, youngest. Whenever we're feeling good. Nope, she knocks us down. Just kidding. We're like, dropped. We have to manage that Autumn better.
Yeah.
Bitches. I really enjoy cooking.
She's a great cook.
Excellent cook.
I do like to just kind of create and recreate recipes of something I ate that I really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Anything I'm craving, I'll be like, I can make that. And I just figure it out.
And she makes it better than the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Seriously. You're an avid reader.
An avid reader,
especially since COVID. Yes. Guys, you have
COVID,
not stopped
crazy
reading.
Reader.
Yeah.
So I'd like to point out we are in the month of September now. And Susan, would you like to tell us how many books you've read since January?
Yeah, I believe it's 165.
Whoa.
And those aren't, those are like novels. Like,
that's insane.
Badass. And some of them are like biographies and shit. Like
she is reading. They're like smart things.
She's getting smarter.
She is.
Shit.
She's trying to gain on me.
On you.
I'm the oldest.
Clearly the smartest. The
With
oldest.
Your old people are wisdom. Okay, clearly. Go ahead, Grandma. Tell us about the old days.
Yeah, mostly stay-at-home mom.
Yes.
And just busy, busy, busy all the time, it feels like.
Yep.
I guess what I'd like to get out of the podcast is just that we have fun and we get to hang out on a weekend. Mm-hmm. Just talking, because apparently we don't have any problems with that.
There's always something to talk about.
Yeah, always. Always. And we just keep going. And it doesn't even matter that there's a microphone sitting in our hand. We just keep talking.
I don't think we've ever run out of something to talk about.
I know. And we've spent a lot of time together, especially during COVID, without a lot of other stuff to do. Mm-hmm. And we still haven't run out of things to talk about.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to point out, actually, these ladies were at my house last night with their husbands.
Yep.
We chatted all night, and then before we began to record what was happening this morning, we've caught up. Didn't run out of things to say. We actually said, save it. This is good. This stuff is good.
This is good material.
This is the good shit. Yeah, this is it. I think that, you know, we're real people, and I think that we tend to be very open about the things that we're dealing with in our lives, and I think a lot of women don't have that kind of friendships with people, so I'd like to normalize things. I'd like to make it so that we can talk about issues with sex, issues with dealing with husbands, issues with
children,
you know, and the shit life throws at us. I mean, we've all been through really hard times in our lives. Like Fabian said earlier, she's dealing with a spouse out of work in a single income family. Susan has had multiple issues with different being laid off and things like that. I'm towards the end of my son's battle with cancer, and I think that the more real we can be about these things, the more we can, not feel so alone, especially in a time of COVID where I think it's very easy to feel like you're the only person feeling this way. So...
And to find humor in it, right? Like, I mean, even though these are serious situations, we're able to find something funny and laugh about it.
Absolutely.
In a joking way.
Well, and I think we take on things really differently, even though we're so similar, we're different. Mm-hmm. And so I think that Autumn always finds a silver lining in stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you are kind of an optimist and you can always kind of look forward. And I think I tend to be a little bit more pessimist, kind of the, what is it, hope for the, expect the worst, but hope for the best type of thing. But I definitely
see that
side.
And Fabian looks at everything from every angle in spreadsheet form.
Kind of obsessively.
Yes.
And I think Susan's kind of a good in between.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think we approach
I'm
issues.
I'm a more laid back one that just kind of goes with the
for
flow.
For sure. You definitely go with the flow.
Yeah,
we're
I
a little bit more
Susan
OCD.
Susan is more like water off a duck's back, which is something mm-hmm. that I completely admire because that is hard for me. I internalize everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we approach problems from different ways and we kind of come to this middle ground that works
totally
really well.
Agree.
Mm-hmm. So we'd like to share our wisdom.
We are. We're here to share our wisdom yeah. and to free the boobs.
Especially so. From your elder over here.
So, yeah, exactly. So,
hi.
Welcome.
How did that happen? Okay.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome.
And you're here. We're here to talk about what you might be a little scared to talk about. Mm. Or just feel like, huh, I didn't know anybody else felt that way. So, as we close up, I'd like to say, tune in. We've got a lot of fun things to talk about. From Bra Less, Talk More.